Hi, welcome back to the Launch Point Leader Podcast. My name's Lori.
And this is Bo.
And we are so excited to be back today just to share another story that someone has written in of something that they're dealing with right now. So let's get into
it. Let's do it.
So it says, Dear Launch Point, I've been struggling with something lately and I hoped you could give me your thoughts. I find myself in a position where I'm too afraid to admit when I'm wrong to my team. There's this expectation for me to be perfect and I'm afraid of letting my team down. I feel a pressure to maintain the facade of perfection, but deep down, I know it's not realistic or sustainable. It's challenging to navigate this fear of admitting fault, especially when my team looks to me for guidance and direction. I want to foster a culture where it's okay to make mistakes and learn from them, but I'm not sure where to start because I can't even do that for myself. Something tells me that it's okay when they make mistakes, but if I do, it means I'm not good enough to be their leader. So where do I start? I want to be a great leader that they can respect and look up to, but I also want to stop feeling like a fraud. Any advice on how to address this would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. Perfection pretender.
Yeah, great question. I think we've all felt like frauds at some point.
Right. It's you know, very resonating letter of like, especially that sentence that it's okay when they make mistakes, but if I do, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Leader. Like that really, you feel that.
Yeah. Way. Yeah. It hits home. So I think first off by writing this letter and like realizing that this is the scenario in your leadership team or for you personally, I think that's a great first step to getting it out there. I think where I would say to start tackling this is, you know, I think you said something to the effect of they have a hard time admitting to their team when they're wrong. Mm-hmm. Your team already knows you're wrong.
Ooh.
You know, whenever that happens, they're already aware.
Yeah.
And the question becomes, if you don't admit it and you don't own up to it and you don't say, hey, guys, my fault, that was on me. If you don't do that, then they can really start to lose faith in you as a leader because they think that you don't realize it's your fault.
Sure.
Right. And you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But if you can show self-awareness and say, hey, that was my bad. Won't do that again. Let's redirect. Let's take a different course. I think that shows them and gives them confidence that it's like, oh, they're human.
Right.
Right. And it's okay. And they're self-aware. I think people can follow a self-aware leader. They have a hard time following somebody that they feel like is disconnected with reality. And I think if you can't admit when you're wrong, that you seem a little bit disconnected. Instead. So I think that's, I would start there and say, hey, just realize that. I think the second thing is also realize that yes, the pressure to not necessarily be perfect, but the pressure to lead your team to wins or to winning, whatever that is in your organization, that's a big deal. And that is the leader's responsibility to do. So when you mess up, own it.
Right.
Then go back to the drawing board and go, how can I ensure that doesn't happen again? And did I mess up or did the outcome not be what I wanted it to be from a lack of preparation, lack of communication?
Right.
Like, why did it happen so that I can shore that up? It's okay. Give yourself grace to mess up, but also realize that when it happens once, it's a mistake. Mm-hmm. The same mistake happening twice is no longer a mistake. It's a choice.
Ooh.
And that one is one that I have to remind myself of.
Yeah.
So you're going to mess up multiple times a day as a leader.
Sure.
But if you do the same thing over and over again, it's not a mistake. It is a choice. And your team's going to start losing confidence in you at that point.
Yeah. Wow. That hits deep. That twice is a mistake. Or twice isn't a mistake. It's a choice at that point, which is, that's powerful. You know, I think I'm someone that really struggles. And I think a lot of leaders do with that idea of perfection and not wanting to mess up because of the motivation to succeed and win and lead teams to do the same. And so I think of myself in the past when I've wanted to maybe hide a mistake from a team or done that. I think you spend so much time and energy maybe on the cover up piece. You want to cover it. You want to fix it secretly. You want to like all of this energy into hiding it from your team when, like you said, there's times where they probably already know that. But then redirecting that energy and that instinct into that fix it mentality that you said, you know, take the ownership instead of that personal shame and then channeling that energy into just wanting to cover it up and hide it into fixing it. And you've got the time right there because you're going to otherwise spend the time trying to fix it yourself, probably not as well as if you had just owned it and moved on to the future. That's right. So that really stood out to me, who's someone whose instinct can be really easy to go to that cover up, hide internal shame, mentality.
Yeah. And realize that if you do that, that's what you're teaching your team to do as well. Yeah. Right. So when you own a mistake, but you also do the whole idea of mistake versus choice, it teaches your team that you can mess up, but own it, fix it. Let's not do it again. Yeah. Right. I think one other thing is you were talking, when you think about mistakes, trying to cover it up and not wanting to admit to your team, when you look back in years, those mistakes or those whoopsies or the times that you messed up actually become some really interesting connection points for leaders that you're developing now, because they didn't experience it when you messed up, but it can help you show them like, hey, everybody does make mistakes. And like, remember this time that I did this, I know you weren't there. And it's like, oh, okay. You can mess up and be human. So it becomes a good fuel, I think, in the future. Yeah,
it's also something about how the best stories come from like not ideal or bad situations. Some of those best leadership moments, even though we don't want to experience in the moment, can come from those. And if you've covered it up, not only have you deprived yourself of fully learning that lesson, but you can't use it in the future with your team really effectively, especially if they are the same people and they're like, oh, I didn't know last year when this happened, this is the truth of what happened. Now you're telling us, and it can kind of go into that trust aspect as well.
I think that's right. I think just finally, I would say give yourself a little bit of grace, because I think we've talked a bit about, you know, owning it, admitting it, also realizing that it is your job to lead your team to wins, but do give yourself a little bit of grace, because oftentimes that perfection or the idea of perfection comes internally instead of from external forces. So it's okay to mess up.
It is.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to touch on is really that last sentence of, I want my team to respect me, but I also want to stop feeling like a fraud. Any thoughts on that? Because that's kind of, it can go hand in hand, but it feels like maybe something different they're pulling in with that, not only pressure of perfection, but that feeling like a fraud sometimes, which I think can be a common emotion in leaders.
Yeah, I think it can be. Just be careful. Mm-hmm. So maybe do some digging on that one.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like a fraud? And in what way do you feel like a fraud? Is it because you continue to mess up? Is it because you're not doing your job well? And it's maybe it's not about admitting that you're wrong. It's just about maybe admitting that you need to do some work so that you can be really good at what you do. So I don't know. I would spend some time digging into that. I think we all at some point feel like the whole fake it till you make it kind of thing. But that's not a real healthy leadership style long term. So, you know, write us back. Talk to us a little bit more about why you feel like a fraud.
Absolutely.
What makes you feel that way, and dig into it some.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, it just really stood out to me with, that's not a great way to feel. And like you said, it's not sustainable. There is that idea sometimes of everyone feels like an imposter at times, or that they're not quite ready for the position that they're in. And it can be a common feeling. But if you're continuously feeling that, you're not growing to the level that you are. The whole point of fake it till you make it is that you make it, right? So if you stay in that phase of feeling like a fraud, then it's not going to go well at all.
I mean, like if you want to get real, you know, we're doing this podcast. And I mean, I got to be honest, there's sometimes I kind of feel the same way. As like,
it's scary. We're on camera now. Who let that happen?
I mean, why did we make that decision? And sometimes I'm like, do we really have anything to offer that's not already been said or done? Mm-hmm. And so like, I can sense that of like, gosh, I feel like I'm pretending here, but actually I do know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So I get that from a degree of fraud, but I think for me, when I start feeling that way, I start realizing actually the reason I feel that way is I've not spent enough time preparing and planning and really making clear the points that I want to get across. Then I kind of feel like I'm pretending a bit. So that's why I say dig into it a bit from that fraud standpoint, because when I feel that way, it's usually because I haven't put the amount of concentrated effort and work in so that I don't have to feel that way.
That's good. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's a little 2-for-1 special here.
That's right.
It's a perfection and pleasure. Then fraud a little bit as well. Absolutely. That's a little bonus content for you.
Right.
So thank you so much, Perfection Pretender. Like we said, you know, take some of this advice and then write back in. We'd love to hear an update or just be able to speak to where you are next in your journey. And if you or anyone else out there has anything you'd like to share, you can write us in at advice@launchpointleader.com. And we would love to share and just share the leadership journey with you. So thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.